The Gemara says, Kol Isha Erva. The Chalikas Rishenim, what does it mean, Kol Isha Erva? Is it going Klape just in general? But the Gemara is in Mechadis, that Kol Isha Erva, that it's also to listen to a lady singing. And all the Rishenim, the Kol Isha Erva is going by Krishma. Now, they're two separate Sikhas. It's a regular Kol Isha, and generally not listen to a lady singing. And there's a second chelik of Sugya Kavi Krishna. So first we'll start with the regular chelik, the regular Issa of Kalisha, listening to a lady singing. First, is it Issa Deraisa, Issa Derabanan, listening to a lady singing? The Stechemid brings down from a Prima Gadim, it's also Guinness Vradim, who says that it's Issa Deraisa, it's Nichlan Lesukavu Legali Sarva. The famous Machlokes in the Ramban, that Lesukavu Legali Sarva, is that only if you do a Maisa Bia? Or even if you do Shara Kravis, you give a hug, a kiss, or something like that, something which is Shara Kravis, is that Issa Deraisa or not? So on the tzad that you hold that Shara Kravis is Issa Deraisa, it's like the Prima Gadim, Hua Din Kol Isha, if you're listening to a lady singing, that's also a form of Kirva, and he says that'll be considered Issa Deraisa. Guinness of Radim also says like this. Amaisa Rav Achreinim assume Kalisha is only Siddharabanan. Mishmas Adama over here often brings down that Siddharabanan. Mishabura Paskin Zasso that it's only Siddharabanan. And the Paschus is what the Paschin Aman that it's only going to be.
What is
the Stechemed? Stechemed is on the Merchas Kalisha, saying. Mishabura is Siddharabanan. Amaisa seems to be more the accepted version, really, is Siddharabanan. It's not going to be a Siddharaisa. Amaisa has a true version, Aleph Chavav. The shadow was of girls' graduation. So, some people wanted to go. I don't know what age it was. It sounded like it was younger girls. Maybe preschool, whatever it was. 5, 6-year-olds. Maybe it was a little bit older. A lot of people wanted to go to the girls' graduation, and there were some people in the community who were making macha on them. That you can't have men by a girls' graduation. There's going to be singing and things like that. And besides Kalisha, they shouldn't go. So, they send a shout out to Ramesha to ask him to Machri and the Shaila, is it right for people to go or not? So Ramesh writes over there, he says that Kol Isha Erva is Mavura, it's only Dafka if it's an Erva. It's only also when it's an Erva. Somebody who's not an Erva is no Isser of Kol Isha. Kol Pnuya, Mishmur brings down that Bechlav is no Isser. The only time it comes Asser is, Mishmur, can you listen to a regular single girl singing? So Mishmur says that once they turn into Anida, so then they turn into Erva. But Kol's man, they're not Anida, it's not considered Erva. Zaka Moshe, so make our din, if they're not Anida yet, there is no Isser of Kalisha. And make our din, he says, there is no problem going to graduation. If it's little kids, and Moshe says the age, he says up to 11 years old, you can assume that they're not Anidas yet. And it's mutter to go to graduation, early, or hear a girl singing till they're 11 years old, because they're not considered ever yet. Now this is all, Fresh Teitzach, B'tanai, or Moshe says B'tanai, that if somebody goes, well, or machshavas, things like that. If he's going to have a mitzvah beside himself, then nobody can go. But if he beside the etzim halacha of Kol Isha Erva, there is no Kol Isha Erva, calls man that it's not Erva yet. And therefore he said, it's mutter, and about they shouldn't make a period ben Achilles and machlekes of it, about people could go if they like to go. Now, what comes up very often is you're by your in-law's house, Pesach night, Seder night, right? You're by your in-law's house, and your five-year-old sister-in-law, it's her turn for Manashtana, and she gets up to sing in Manashtana, you know, Hebrew, Yiddish, French, whichever way they do it. So Shaila is, are you allowed to listen in that type of situation? So my sister took a problem, right? Because Kol Isha Erva, we said that whenever it's a din erva, it's going to be considered a problem with Kalisha. So he said a regular girl, till she's a nido, is not considered Erva. A sister-in-law is a chesis ishtoi, is considered Erva. So by a sister-in-law, it would be considered Erva, and it would be Isser listening to your sister-in-law singing the Manashtana, or singing whatever else you're singing. It would be Isser listening to her, and you know, this is a common problem that people don't know about.
From any age.
What do you say?
From any age.
Oh, it's like this. So there's one plan you can have a head like this. We saw a copy of all Dinei Erva, Tafach Bisha Erva. The Bir Alacha at the beginning of the Sim brought down. The Shulchan Shlomo says, when does the share start? It's like the Bir Alacha. Bir Alacha says, that once you're 3 years old, we really be it's going to be Aser. Just like we find by Yichud, that when you're 3 years old, there's an Iser of Yichud with a three-year-old, who are din by all the dinim tachav yishar, and all the dinim of a siman applies by a three-year-old. So go to Baruch is going to be aser. According to the Chazon Ish, who says that tachav yishar only applies to six or seven, or whatever, when age, when she's at a situation where you look at her as a young lady, and it's a, since all this is a error, the whole thing is a error, so it only starts when it's a man, when there's a matzav of a error. So the Chazon Ish says, because when they're young, there's no problem of tevach b'sharv. So the shayla is, what about by kalisha? Is kalisha the same thing? Like, I guess it's going to be, is kalisha like, is it b'chefsa, hearing a lady's voice, which is ma'ur you? Or b'shad is, no, it's telling each, it's that what b'shad is, when you hear this lady, so then you have a cheshik with this lady. And just like the chazan said, when she's very young, no pan tevach b'sharva, who adin kapit kalisha will be the same thing.
Even Mishabur might agree, I mean, most kids can't sing when four or 5 years old.
What, the haftarim, you mean? No,
yeah.
No, it doesn't say kalisha erev. It doesn't say it makes a difference whether, you know, whether we're humming.
Whether talking is not also.
It's a
call of a niggin, they say. Anything which has a niggin, just because the haftarim doesn't sound good, doesn't make it like erev. What?
Because it's a
niggin. So pashtas, yeah. Pashtas, yeah. He even speaks about his name of Pashtas, like, going to the ladies giving a drasha, we'll see maybe when we do some of the chafalaf, it's not so pashit as kalisha. And as once they're in a situation where it's not a regular voice and it's some type of expression or something, it's v'chal not pashit that the pashas would be a
problem. Otherwise, why would a
rise
be worse than something?
Why would it be worse? Okay. So my Isha brings down the son of Shad to Chankinevsky, and Chankinevsky said, just like the chazan's makel on Tevach B'Sha'ar, but wouldn't a kalisha ever till that age would be mutter. So this is Akpon for your youngest system was, you know, the first couple of them, you know, 3-year-old, 5-year-old, you have the chesed to be some mechan. But once, you know, if the 9-year-old does it, then it's spaghetti e efsher v'leikam mechavin. So the clause we efsher mechavin, Mishra brings down that if you're a mechavin, not to be nana, any situation when you're in a matzav, he says v'lashon hara. The Gemara says in Babasim Zayin Klape. By walking in a place where ladies go. So there's a passage master to the Yefshalik Mechavin, and you try, you know, you just
try not. You can't carry on. You can't be tzukim. You can't do this.
Don't agree, should be a problem, right? Not for sure. We're just talking about that's a mystical issue. Right? Someone got the benching. Right? Benching could be a problem.
Trey
Kali is Oh, we got this one. Now, what about by a guy? If somebody goes to, whatever, if you know, a matzav, we are going singing. So how does that have a din of Kali Shaiva? Like somebody told me he used to go to ball games. When he learned the halachas of Kali, he decided that he can't go to ball games anymore. That was the hachra. Because the state over here that a call of a nachri has a din of erva. The halachas of a nachri is kind of a plugin by when you do a mitzvah of hesed, it's considered kind of a plugin by. Since it's kind of a plugin by, therefore it gets a shame erva. So Mishabur brings down that a call of a pnuya nachris is bechal erva of as l'shmaya ben kerbe yisal. So mitzvah goy would be extended upon. Okay, so let's go to Zemiris for a second.
It would be the same age as the
what?
The age would be the same as previous thing.
Age would be the same thing because there is no hearer. Right, I think it doesn't make the hearer. It's going to be the same thing. What?
Something new there also.
What do you say?
A guy is something new there.
No, a guy is going to have plug and by three. Oh, I mean, three or seven. It's telly. It's going to have plug and by, so it's telly when it's really Bia. No, a Pnuya Pshat is not Erva until she hits a Nida. A guy is Erva right away. Since that look is going to have plug and by. So even before she's in these house, I need this. I don't need this by guys. I don't need this not either. If it's not the kind of pagan by, then therefore be a problem.
Why is Mishnah also being kind of being small?
A coin, I guess, is more of a tzad yasser saying. He's saying, even you saw, because kind of pagan by, look like a coin, because I'll tzad zayna, maybe, I'm saying. Or then you saw, I'll kind of pagan by. What comes is here? So there's a famous shuber from this, Sridi Eish. This is going back right after World War II, that in France they had a youth organization called Yeshurun. It sounded like something like the NCSY, but a little modern day NCSY.
What's that?
Oh, okay. So anyhow, so they used to have these shabbatons. The matzah for them was much shocker than it was, than it was nowadays. So they used to have these shabbatons and, to give the youth a feeling for Yiddishkeit. Anyhow, by the Shabbatons, they used to have, they used to sing Zmiris, they used to sing all the Zmiris together. So when after the war, when people from the Heimish backgrounds and things like that, when they moved to France and they saw what was going on, the Mamash, they were shtoymim, having boys and girls singing together. It's a priestess gedola, and they made a gantz hamacha against the whole organization and this whole thing of making Shabbatons. So they send a shaila to Sri Yesh, asking him, you know, what's the right thing to do? What's the halacha? Sri Yesh over there, it's very shafer tshuva. First, they give us a whole big long hakdama how the Yekis are much more bekiyim in chinuch than the Hasidim. And that's why by the Hasidim we find kamat, all the girls went off the derech, and really Beis Yaakov woman was the outgrowth of that because they weren't, you know, the girls weren't staying from. Mashiach and the Yekis were willing to adapt to the time. Esas Hashem Pir Teresecha, and they were able to adapt, they able to incorporate the girls more as part of the society. So the famous Heisman, Rishel Salanter, that he went to Germany, and he came and he saw Zilla Hildesheimer giving Shiran Nacht to a whole bunch of ladies. So he said, if anybody would do it where he comes from, he'd be, any relative would be thrown out that day. So the Maisi is Makana, Rabbi Zilla is Oil Mahab. The Maisi is Tzarech Hashah, you have to include the ladies, you know, give them shirim and give them a feeling that they're chilek of the, or the chilek in Yishkeit. That's his halak dhamma to the tshuva. So anyhow, he writes over there that in terms of having the men and ladies singing, so the Yekis have a Kabbalah from Rasham Shalom Rafael Hirsch, trei kolim mishlamai. Just like there's a cloud that if someone doing moitzi somebody, if you have two people talking, you say they're not yoitzi because trei kolim mishlamai, or then over here, but men and ladies are singing, once you have two people singing, it's treikel mishtamai, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of having zmiris with men and ladies together. He writes a little ma'isa loy nochel daite from that heter. It doesn't matter why he's not so excited about that. Then we'll see if he can find another heter. Now, in terms of tainas with that heter, one taina heter is just it's not always so practical. Let's say you have two people singing, right? A man and a lady singing together. Just in practicality, it's not going to work out because let's say the man finishes first.
Then, it's different tones.
It could be different. Okay. I'm not sure of that. Let me check how much delay. If you have two people singing, let's say if the man stops first, you know, it's the episode of Thompson, they're all going to be singing the whole time, I'm at the same time. It's a person that brought down this time. It's the episode of Thompson, they'll be the whole time, they're both singing, Bidiyuk.
That's
Khabib. So it's like this. So it's a person where I brought down from the Chassan Seif, also this Hachik HaMishtabai. He asks, I don't know, I'll say what he said on standing. He says, when it's Khabib, we say that Yov that Taya Dimar says by Tekiah Shafer. Even if Chekal Mishtabai, but Megillah, even if Chekal Mishtabai, but since it's Chaviv, Yov that Taya, you hear it. So the style of his, why don't you say that maybe the lady's voice is Chaviv? Since the lady's voice is Chaviv, so therefore you would hear it. So he says over there, I don't understand 100%, he says something like, don't let me say that is if you hear it. Mashenka over here, since Chekal Mishtabai, you won't hear it. That's what he said. I don't understand it because
when you're quiet and you hear too, as opposed to hear when you're also singing, you won't hear it.
Oh, that's what it means. Maybe. No, I don't know. No, but what's the difference? I'm saying
because you're concentrating your own voice, you're singing. You can't.
I don't know, but if you're singing with someone,
I'm not sure. Basically. I don't know. Hakoponim. So that's the first side being down. He says lo nochad atelai. He wants to look for another actor. So he brings down a different actor. He brings down from the Navi. Navi says that the Thomas Barak and Dvira. No, Barak and Tosh. Tasha, what's pasuk? Right, they sang together. So he said, we see over there they sang together. How can they sing together? What's going on? There is no problem of kalisha. What's the pshat? Some of the pshat is the whole thing is just a part of kalisha. Is maybe they hear her. You're working on and you're being tarred in a mitzvah. So there is no problem of
kalisha.
No, he brings a raya from there. The vice versa, the makom mitzvah is not going to be a problem.
Even one, straight
mitzvah. What's going to be the mitzvah of her just singing?
Don't know
what
to
be sharing
tongues
to be Makarav. To Makarav what? Makarav. On a date. I was once eaten by somebody, so there was somebody a little more under a camp there. So she said, if Aaron Lichtenstein is such a machmer. Well, okay. I wasn't familiar with such a machmer. I said, well, what was the grace of her? She said that he told me that I can't sing on a date. That was the grace of her. But, so he's saying, what can the Makam Mitzvah want to say? Akaplanim. I heard him. Okay. Anyhow, so therefore he says that it's pasha, it's mutter, and saying, and he says it's pasha, it's mutter, and avada they should continue doing what they're doing, and it's the right thing to do, and avada zaydav zayin. That's the shvuyah shvites. Maisa lahintika machshava avada nishta zay. There's a truth in Sicily Yezer, is he asks, can somebody take a job in a nursing home where they sing Eishas Chayal together? I mean, if they sing, is it a problem taking a job? Is it a situation that he's going to have to hear a call, you know, mentally sing together? Sicily Yezer says, you can't take the job. I think it's Hey Bays. He says that, he says you can't take the job, you're putting yourself a matzav where something which is a matzav isser, and he says it's us to take the job. And whatever, Sam Maisa, I think most of the person about the day, answer all these type of situations. What do you do if you're stuck in that type of situation? So, one of two options. Either you could sing along very loud by yourself, which, you know, like that you won't hear, you would hear her singing. Fred Mike told me he was once somewhere when Men Lazy was singing, so he started singing really loud, and like, it's so loud, it just got quiet. Like, yeah, so. But, come on. So that's one option. Another option is whatever. If you could leave, you leave. If not, it's the Yefshalik Mechavin, like we said, if in the situation was Yefshalik Mechavin. So you don't concentrate, and Bechai Gamno, Yefshalik Mechavin, so it's not a problem. Now, in terms of Zemiris of family, what about family singing together? Is there a heter for family singing together? If you go ahead and trade Kalmishtama, the Chal is no problem. But if you don't want to be someone with a heter, is it more mutter, and it's just looking fine, Klape, other Dinei Arba, Tefishet, they're all putting down the muscle. Just like we find by other Dini Erva, we say by Mishpacha might not be Erva. So let's say your wife, right? Or your sisters, or things like that, that doesn't have Dini Erva. Who I did over here that can Zain also doesn't have Dini Erva. So Maisa, the Stipler and Chazan Nishl Maisa de Machmer, they say that it's considered Dvarm Shabbat Katusha. Even Kalisha is not Erva, you're allowed to hear things. Even if Kalisha is not Erva, and normally you're allowed to hear her singing. Saying in a normal case, you're singing on a regular time, but Klapi Kriyashma Kalisha is considered Erva. So who then by Zemiris has a din of Erva, and therefore you cannot sing along Zemiris along with your wife. Shmuzalman, on the other hand, said that it's mutter. He said that since he says when you're singing, even though you can be saying Sukkah, but being it's not Betor Talmud Torah, it just Betor Shiris, even though Zemiris Chayim says a mitzvah. But it just returns mirrors, not betor pesukim. Therefore, Shem Zalman said that it's mutter singing together with your wife, with your sisters, or whoever it is. It doesn't have a din. Whoever is mutter to hear her sing normally, by Zmir is the same thing. You know, Zmir does not have a chumrah of Krishna. Okay, it doesn't have a din of Advam Kshav Kedusha.
Benching
would be a problem. Singing benching together, yeah, definitely would be a problem.
Why is sisters mutter?
There's no sign your sister. I'm saying they were saying regular. I'm saying sister. What did I say?
It's not.
There's no. Just like Yichud's mutter, your sister.
Why is it like?
Shmir Shabbos says. Serving example for Shmir Shabbos is interesting. Pshar. He wants to say that something like somebody who's mutter be Yichud, let's say like a wife or a daughter or something like that. So that bechalal doesn't have a shame anything. So he says that'll be mutter. And Shenkin, a sister, we find the Arksas Dinam. The Ardini Yichud, the Prakim is only Mutter, the Kvias is also, so it says Kanzan by Zmir, so he got the Ishi Subbings now from the Shmir Shatz.
This is only Kol, Seah and
Shenkin
and everything else.
Yeah, it's only
Kol. Why is Kol more like Yichud than any other
Arab? We see Kol Ragos Mutter. I mean, Kol, not because it's Kol Ragos, we see Kol Ragos Mutter, so maybe it's a Simon.
Seah
and
Rabbi
what?
Seah and Rabbi
by what I'm saying?
Seah and
but yesterday, okay.
That's because calls only because of her.
Calls only because of her. Yeah, calls only because of her. I guess in the Mashal, let's say, let's wait here a second. Listening to on the radio, listening to rock and roll. Saying, is this sir of Kali Sharva when you're doing that? So the person started saying that the Gemara says that the whole thing's about. Really, it's Hakira. What's fine, Kali Sharva? They made it an Erva now. I guess it's a shame, Erva. Or it's just a Vadim Midin Hero.
Why is it doing another picture?
Okay, and Akmami. So the person started off saying that the Gemara says that the Sahar is only Shailit Mashen of Reyes, and the Zivad is you don't see, it says you're not like a big explainer. The Gemara says only if you're makarba. So over here also that the Yetzer is only shown by Shein Avrayis, and as Zivad as you don't see it, so Ken Zayn, that's not going to be the also Kalisha ever because you don't see it if it doesn't make a din hera.
Who says
it? There's a tshuva, I forget who says what, I'm saying there's a tshuva from Yibi Omer, there's a tshuva from Chalkis Yaakov, and Shem Zam Nech Deshem Lassam Perichav speaks about it. It's a person who brings down some of these. I was like, who was the name? I think it was a Beis Ephraim, a Beis Arum said this far that the Yetzer is only shalom you see, and therefore the tain on that is really two tainas. Saying one tain of the tain is that Shad is over here. Ken Zayn over here is not just an inherer, it's a din etzem erva. Just like we said that Tavach Mishav is be'etzem erva, so over here, according to some Rishonim, so over here, Kol Isha is be'etzem erva. And as everybody, even if it's not the Vod Midin here, it's be'etzem erva. Maybe the reason why it's an erva is because it's here. Once the erva, it's not negate the fact that you're not makar her. The ma'aseh, there's an erva, and therefore it's going to be aser. The ma'aseh, the etzem mikar din listening to the radio is not really kalisha erva because it's not the etzem call. It's when you hear something through the radio, you're not hearing a voice. It's transformed, whatever it is. It's not a real. It's not a real voice. Kim Yitzchak Mikra Megillah on the radio, right? Saying it's not called. You're hearing the voice. It's just a transformed voice. So mitzvah ikar din, pashas halacha is not going to be considered aser. Nevertheless, all the pesukim shiva levi has shiva about it. They all obviously come to aser because it brings lidei hira and brings lidei taiva about it when aser. But ikar din pashas is not going to be considered a real call on the mitzvah. Now, in terms of kriya shema, we said it's machlekes. The mechaber is lashon is yesh lizar. Mishmiyos calls them yishav shas kishma. It's just yesh lizar. It doesn't say it's straight out aser because being that there are some rishonim who say that in dina kolish erva. It's dafka din by stamzay by stam erva. It's not a din by krishma. That's in the chab. It just says it's nizar. It's nizar. It's nizar. Like it's mimachmer that it's mi nizar. Mavada. It's not mukach that it's also according to all rishonim. That's in the chab. It says lashon of yesh nizar. The rabbi brings down a color ragavah's mutter. What's called color ragavah? So shai is what's it talking about? Big machlek is between the karaz and not the achrinim. The grass is kol ragaba, the master chum. He says kol ragaba means kol dibura. What does that mean? That kol isha b'erva means stamazay when you're saying kriya shema and dvarim shel kedusha. It's also to hear a lady talking. Even talking, not just singing. Kol isha b'erva means talking. Kol ragaba is going to be mutter. If you're used to hearing your wife talk or somebody else talking, you're used to the voice, it's going to be mutter. But if I had any other lady which you're not used to hearing her talk or your wife singing, zak the grass is a pasha that's us. Just standing grass all the afternoon. If you look around, the Bach, Prisha, they all say that over here we're talking about singing, and what they're most going to say is that kol ragavah is mutter even be singing. Talking for sure is mutter. There's no sir. Kol ragavah, if the mamash is used to hearing the singing, then it's not going to be ever, and then it's going to be mutter.
So how could he say that after Rafil Vish?
Depends if he's staying wife sing.
Yeah, she doesn't sing.
Yeah. So it's vain again, let's say people like to learn at home. So and you have a lot of times the wife's singing or something, right? Sure. So if you're not Ragavah, then about this can be Asr saying, or negate benching all these things, about this can be Asr. If you're Ragavah, so call Ragavah is not considered Erva, and Lamaisa differ, it would not be considered a problem. Lamaisa Mishbur says that someone's with Derek Ben Akam, who honest, she actually Limchis. Since it's not ever midiraisa, he says you can say kriyish make brachas. Why? He says since we're shrim in akum, there's had to eisas l'hashem afir teresacha, and it's a matzav of wherever you go. Since being that you hear kalisha b'erva, it'd be mutter to say kriyish ma. You have to make sure not to concentrate. Which really we serve any yainer. We serve any yainer by tafri. Rabbeinu says of yirasa, but all the dinim tafri b'yishav, all those things. If you don't concentrate, you're not concentrating on that some erva. So Rabbeinu says that there is no problem with tafri b'yishav. Who do I call? You're not concentrating on that some kol, so there is no problem of kol isha b'erva. So therefore, over here, even without the kol isha b'erva, here always have Rabbeinu Yoina, and therefore you have that.